In Phoenix, California, Phoenix, Arizona, and going to attend a conference here, and I'm here with a lady. She's a worship leader in Jackson or Brandon, Mississippi. And so, would you tell me your first name and what kind of outreach that you do that makes a difference in the community in Brandon, Mississippi?
Hey, I'm Rebecca, and we every Thursday night our church gets together and we do treasure hunts, and pretty much we just ask the Lord, you know, who He wants to touch that night, because everyone's a treasure to God, you know. And so we just go out and just heal people and just tell them that they're loved and that, you know, and even if they don't experience healing, like a lot of people just feel the presence of God and just feel the love, and that just touches their heart, and it's just amazing. And we've seen a big difference. I mean, at the beginning it was really hard, but now it's just been amazing how open people are to just experience love and just to have the presence of God, just to feel that. And so it's just been an amazing breakthrough.
So how do you introduce that concept to your congregation? I know it's new, and how do you encourage them to participate?
We just kind of are like, you know, we're like, how have you been changed by the presence of God? And we want it to be personal and just be like, if you've been changed by the presence of God, don't you want other people to experience the presence of God and feel that change in their heart and feel just the love of Christ? Even if we don't just say, hey, you need to come to church, we're just like, hey, you know, Jesus loves you just where you are, and we just want you to feel the presence of God because He loves you so much.
So, do you have like training, or how do you start something like this? How many people normally go with you?
We usually have about 12 people that go out, and we split up into groups, probably 3 or 4 people to a group. And really, we just, if there's new people, we make sure that they're with people that have been before, you know, so that they're not just thrown out there and don't really know what to do. But, you know, we just meet together and we just pray and ask the Lord, you know, where to go. And we'll get clues like, you know, Walmart or Target or something like that. And we'll go there. And even if the Lord just highlights somebody, we don't have any clues for them at all. We're just like, you know, we just feel like the Lord highlighted you, and you're just a treasure in His eyes, and you're just so loved. And usually they're just like, wow, thank you so much. I mean, they're totally receptive to it, and they love it.
Oh, what's your name again? And is there anything else that you would like to encourage others to try it?
Yeah, and I'm Rebecca from Brandon, Mississippi, and I'm just telling you, I mean, you might just be scared at first, but I promise you, like, people are going to be totally receptive, because people love to be loved and they love to feel wanted. So just share the love of Christ.
Thank you, Rebecca. You just heard somebody who's passionate in bringing the love of Christ to her community. And nothing much to say about that. She explained it well. So again, bringing the kindness of God and the love of God to our community. Reporting from Phoenix, Arizona.